Welcome to our school's podcast. Here we're going to show you how teachers, parents, and pupils can share advice, tips, and know-how to bring the best out of all of us. Learning is a joint experience, and through our series of interviews, we can all learn more and achieve even greater things. Here is this week's host.
Hello, and welcome to our Student Advisory Council podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Alexander, and today we have with us
Carrie Mason
and Connor Denning.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about Stebbins Music Programs and more. And you guys are a great guest to have because you guys are both involved in the music programs here at Stebbins.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what you guys are involved in.
Well, I'm an orchestra, and then I guess you could count Color Guard as music, the music department.
I do concert band, and I'm also involved with the Stebbins Drumline. I was on drumline for 4 years.
Okay. So what else besides those two programs that does Stebbins have for music?
I know we have a symphonic band, a jazz band, a symphonic choir, as in choir, I think. I'm pretty sure. That's about it.
Yeah, I think they have like three different programs for choir.
Yeah. What made you guys want to go into the music programs here?
Well, music has always just been like something that I've been really holding on to. And it's been helping me a lot lately. And I don't know, I like music, and being able to play an instrument is really cool and knowing how to do it.
My biggest influence was actually Mr. Carpenter when he came over to the elementary schools all excited and stuff with bands and stuff. He's really the biggest influence that put me into band as is, because I was originally in orchestra.
And did you guys get to be in those programs at a young age?
I started my seventh grade year in band, percussion. And I've been in percussion ever since.
I started my sixth grade year, and then I stopped my seventh and eighth, and then I came back my high school year, my freshman year.
Right. And what are some of the things that you guys do in your music programs?
We take a lot of trips. I know there's like a lot of field trips and like overnight trips that we do. The orchestra is going to Sandusky sometime in May, and we're going to go see an orchestra and watch a performance, and I think it's going to be really cool, and it's cool that you get those kinds of opportunities.
I know Symphonic Band's going to Washington, D.C. here soon, and I also know if you're in a music program for 2 years, every 2 years the band, orchestra, choir go to Disney, and that's a really, really fun experience.
What are some other field trips that you know you've been on?
We go to the Schuster Center sometimes for like opera performances, and then
I've seen for the Philharmonic, a lot of the students are involved in that. Like, I've seen in the past where we've had guest composers.
Oh yeah, like for string camp and everything. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I know that some percussionists and band kids get to go to Wright State for like pep games. I also know that during marching band, they take field trips to an elementary school, and they perform some of our show to the elementary kids, and we play some of our pep tunes and fun stuff.
And you guys got to go to the Bands of America contest this year in Indianapolis?
Yes.
We've been there the last 4 years. I believe this year was our highest score.
It was. And like all of like our like history of like band and everything, this year was our highest
score. Yeah, we scored the highest out of Stebbins High School we've ever scored.
Awesome. You guys have some great teachers that are involved in the band program. Mr. Carpenter, as you alluded to, Mrs. Hall. You have Mr. Linden, but just a wealth of experience when you go into the program. Tell me about their personalities.
Well, I know Miss Hall works over at the middle school too. She teaches, I'm pretty sure she teaches choir over there and orchestra. So Miss Hall is a very, like, she likes helping people. She really wants to make sure that we're at the best that we can be. And she's just always so like happy, and it makes it like really helps since we have orchestra first thing in the morning, because she goes over to the middle school. She really helps like make your day, like get your day started.
Same with Mr. Lennon. I mean, he takes after Mr. Carpenter pretty well. I mean, his energy is actually sometimes better than Mr. Carpenter's. Mr. Carpenter's got competition. But Mr. Lennon's a believer and believes that you can do whatever you want. You just have to work for it. And if you don't work for it, you can't get it. But if you work for it, you can get whatever you want.
And I have to mention Mrs. Smith. She's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Our choir program. And even over at the middle schools and our elementary music programs, it's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really gives you guys building blocks to move up into high school and continue with your music education. What would you say to somebody who is in middle school and hasn't been really part of any music program, but they are sort of interested after seeing some things at the games or even just passing by, knowing people who have been in the program?
I'd say try it to have a new experience. And if you like it, continue. If you don't, I mean, you can choose something different. I mean, you don't have to stay in you have to stay in the program your freshman year. You can switch from either band, choir, orchestra, you don't have to do any. But I'd say give it a try to find a new experience.
It's great. Like, the high school experience that you get from that is, like, great. Like, during band, you get to hang out with a whole bunch of people all the time. And then at home games, like, the pep band is always so fun because you're, like, they're your family, pretty much. It's really nice to be able to hang out with people that you really like and you really get to know.
And that was one thing I was going to say, because from what I've noticed from my years here, it seems like you guys really are a family.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do a lot of stuff together inside school and outside of school. Tell me about that.
Marching band makes you feel like you're part of a gigantic family. I mean, it really does. They take you underneath your wing and you just... cruise. And in concert band and symphonic band, I mean, they're pretty much family too. It's just not, I mean, they are close, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like you guys have a lot of people that mentor you mm-hmm. through your good days and your bad days.
Yeah. Like in orchestra, we're a really small group, but we're so small that like everybody knows each other and it's really nice. And in marching band, you're constantly with these people. Like, it's like, what, 3-4 months?
3 months. You have a straight week with everybody from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
During band camp. And then you have the entire season, three practices a week.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
And then competitions on the weekends.
And it's well worth it. You guys have won a host of awards.
Mm-hmm.
We did really good this year.
Yeah, we got the most awards this year than we ever have.
Yeah, and I take it that's because you guys are a family and you mm-hmm. guys want to work together and build great things in the program.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to me today about the music programs. It's very interesting, and I hope anybody who has any questions about the music programs, make sure you contact one of your music teachers inside one of your school buildings. Thank you. Mm-hmm.